Welcome to AI Daily. Due to technical difficulties, I'm Hope Chen, filling in for Sarah today. This is episode 37, the launch of week 7, where we dive deep into advanced AI applications. Today we're exploring multimodal AI and computer vision.
Hey everyone, Mark Rodriguez here, stepping in for Alex. September 2025 has been absolutely incredible for AI developments. We're seeing amazing updates that are fundamentally changing how we interact with AI systems, and we can't wait to share them with you today.
Let's start with the biggest news. ChatGPT Pulse launched on September 25th, and it's honestly a complete game changer. Instead of us having to ask ChatGPT questions, it now proactively researches topics overnight and delivers comprehensive morning briefs. It's like having a dedicated AI research assistant that works while you sleep.
That's such a perfect example of this shift we're seeing, from reactive to proactive AI assistants. Think about it. Instead of reactive prompting, you're getting autonomous research that anticipates your information needs. The system analyzes your interests, current projects, and information gaps, then delivers targeted research briefs every morning.
What's fascinating is how this changes the entire workflow dynamic. Traditional AI interaction required you to know what questions to ask. With ChatGPT Pulse, the AI is identifying research gaps and pursuing investigations independently. It's processing news, academic papers, industry reports, and trend analysis while you're sleeping. The competitive implications are huge, too.
Absolutely. ChatGPT maintains over 100 million active monthly users in 2025. But this proactive approach puts them ahead of reactive AI assistants. And the implementation is so elegant. You set research parameters. Maybe you're working on a marketing campaign, a technical project, or industry analysis. ChatGPT Pulse then creates overnight research that's specifically tailored to your project context.
Now let's talk about Google's incredible Nano Banana integration. This image editing powerhouse is now working seamlessly across Google Slides, the Gemini app, and Google Vids. We're talking about professional quality image editing through simple, conversational commands. This represents a broader trend toward multimodal AI architectures.
Exactly, Hope. These systems are combining visual data with text, audio, and sensor inputs to create truly comprehensive understanding. It's not just about processing one type of data anymore. It's about bringing everything together. Let me dive into the technical side, because it's really fascinating.
These multimodal systems use specialized neural networks to process different types of data. Visual processing networks for images and video, natural language processing for text, audio processing for sound and speech. Then they have integration layers that combine all these inputs for comprehensive understanding.
And the applications we're seeing are mind-blowing. In healthcare, computer vision is revolutionizing medical image analysis. We're talking about diagnostic support systems that can detect patterns in X-rays, MRIs, and CT scans with accuracy that often exceeds human capabilities. Patient care optimization is becoming more precise than ever before.
Manufacturing is another area seeing incredible transformations. Quality control systems are now using computer vision to detect microscopic defects that human inspectors might miss. And these systems can predict equipment maintenance needs by analyzing visual data from machinery, preventing costly breakdowns before they happen.
The retail innovations are everywhere, too. We're seeing cashierless checkout systems becoming more sophisticated, inventory tracking that happens in real time through computer vision, customer behavior analysis that helps optimize store layouts, and personalized shopping experiences that adapt based on visual cues.
Security and surveillance applications are particularly impressive. These systems can identify suspicious activities, recognize individuals even in crowds, and detect unusual behaviors in real time. But of course, this brings up important privacy and ethical considerations that we need to address carefully.
Exactly right, Hope. The facial recognition and behavioral analysis capabilities are powerful, but we need frameworks for responsible implementation. It's about balancing the benefits with appropriate privacy protections and ethical guidelines. the technology is advancing faster than our regulatory frameworks.
Let's not forget about Perplexity launching their Comet browser worldwide for free on October 2nd. This isn't just another browser. It's creating a completely new AI-native browsing paradigm.
The AI-native approach is revolutionary. Traditional browsers are essentially document viewers with search functionality. Comet integrates AI research directly into browsing. Fact-checking, source verification, content analysis, and research synthesis happening automatically as you browse. It's like having a research assistant embedded in every web interaction.
And think about the workflow implications. Instead of switching between browsers, search engines, fact-checking tools, and note-taking applications, you're getting integrated research capabilities that understand context across different sources. The browser becomes an intelligent research platform rather than just a content viewer.
Agricultural applications are another area where multimodal AI is creating incredible transformations. Drones equipped with computer vision are revolutionizing farming. Crop monitoring that can detect diseases early, pest identification that enables targeted treatment, and yield prediction that helps farmers optimize their operations.
The precision is amazing. These systems can analyze plant health at the individual plant level, detect water stress before it's visible to human observers, identify specific pest species, and recommend targeted treatments rather than broad-spectrum pesticides. We're talking about sustainable agriculture through intelligent monitoring.
And the economic impact is huge. Farmers can reduce chemical inputs through precise application, optimize irrigation based on real-time plant stress analysis, and predict harvest timing with incredible accuracy. The integration of satellite imagery, drone surveillance, and ground-based sensors creates comprehensive farm intelligence systems.
What's particularly interesting is how these systems handle the implementation challenges. Data integration across different modalities requires sophisticated architectures. The computational requirements are significant. You need powerful processing capabilities to handle visual, audio, and text data simultaneously.
Multimodal model training is incredibly complex. These systems need to learn how different types of data relate to each other. How does a visual scene connect to text descriptions? How do audio cues enhance understanding of visual content? The training strategies are becoming more sophisticated every month.
Let's talk about the key learning outcomes from today's episode, because they're really significant. First, understanding this fundamental shift from reactive to proactive AI assistance, systems that anticipate our needs rather than just responding to requests. Second, mastering how advanced image editing works through ecosystem integration, like we see with Nano Banana.
Third, learning these new AI-native browsing paradigms with tools like Perplexity Comet. Fourth, recognizing how competitive dynamics drive rapid innovation. And finally, building strategies for evaluating advanced AI applications based on workflow integration and productivity improvements, rather than just feature lists.
The competitive dynamics we're seeing are really driving innovation forward. Google Gemini briefly overtook ChatGPT in App Store rankings, showing how quickly the landscape can shift. This competition is pushing all these companies to innovate faster and expand AI application possibilities beyond traditional boundaries.
And we can't ignore the implementation challenges. Privacy and ethical considerations for facial recognition, behavioral analysis, and visual data processing applications are crucial. The technology is advancing faster than our regulatory frameworks, so responsible development is essential for the future of AI.
What's fascinating is the signal processing applications we're seeing. Waveform analysis, spectrograms for audio processing, frequency analysis that can detect patterns humans can't perceive. These systems are becoming true multi-sensory AI assistants that understand our world in ways we're just beginning to explore.
Looking ahead, tomorrow we're diving deeper into industry-specific AI applications. We'll explore how sectors like healthcare, finance, and manufacturing are implementing these advanced AI solutions that go far beyond general-purpose chatbots and content generators.
The September 2025 AI updates we've covered today really represent fundamental shifts toward AI applications that anticipate needs, integrate seamlessly into workflows, and deliver sophisticated capabilities through conversational interfaces rather than complex software learning curves.
It's an amazing time to be exploring AI. These multimodal systems are opening up possibilities we could barely imagine just a few months ago. Thanks for joining us for this Week 7 launch, and we hope Sarah and Alex,
until next time, stay curious about AI and keep pushing the boundaries of what's possible.